is are they going to be tied when NASCAR makes their final ruling? Right now, Christopher Bell is being scored as a finish of an 18th place finish, whereas William Byron's being scored with a 6th place finish. They're reviewing every available footage that they possibly can. NASCAR has to get this right in their best judgment with their best available resources to be able to make this call, because a championship four berth is on the line. You don't ever know, the team that falls short on this particular decision here, do they go along and do they file an appeal? If they do that, that's got to be done immediately. And that puts NASCAR in a tough spot, too. Bottom line is NASCAR didn't want to be in this position, but they were forced into this position.
The drivers, after finishing their race today, their race cars are sitting in the middle of turns one and two on the pit lane. Right now, Steve Post and Chris Wilner are positioned down there waiting for the word. Postman, what is the status right now as far as the demeanor of the pit crews?
The pit crews, I mean, some of them are just kind of chilling here right now. I think some of them want to push the cars back to the trailer and head home. I just think that there's a whole lot going on down here with the pit crews.
NASCAR has made their decision. The safety violation for riding the wall will negate Christopher Bell. William Byron will be the fourth driver to race for the championship in 2024.
Wow, the safety violation has been ruled upon. They will drop Christopher Bell back to a 22nd place finish for riding the wall. And with that, William Byron is going to race for a championship next weekend in Phoenix. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Let's go down to Steve Post. Actually, Postman is trying to effort the ability to talk to William Byron. Christopher Bell, well, he's gotten the news. He's not in a very good spirit right now.
Chris Wilner. All right, we're going to keep it right here for right now.
Yeah, so we're gonna do that right now. Is both Christopher Bell's talking with his team and William Byron talking with his team. I don't know if either driver right now is in belief right now. I think they want to be sure of what exactly is going on. So that's a tough one right now. Let's go to Steve Post.
William Byron down here. William, your emotion after the last half hour of your life.
Yeah, I've never been a part of anything like this, so it's I don't really know how to feel. I hate it for everyone but involved, but I'm happy for my team, you know, and I'm happy for us moving on, and we'll just go and focus on that.
Let's talk a little bit about Phoenix. I know your mind's on Martinsville here, but just broad picture, your thoughts, your expectations, your optimism as you go into Phoenix.
I have not gotten there yet, so I'll think about this one with my team. We had a lot of adversity through the second half of the race there, we know what the rules are, right? So, it is what it is, and I wouldn't say I'm happy, but I'm excited to race for a championship, that's for sure.
That's William Byron. He is going to run for a championship next week at Phoenix. The other side of the story with Chris Wilner.
Yeah, and dejection here for Christopher Bell. I know this was an agonizing, what felt like hours, sitting here waiting for a decision. How do you process NASCAR's decision and just in general the end of this race?
Yeah, I mean, it was Martinsville. It was a round of eight cutoff race, and unfortunately I was on the... you know, the bad side of it. We just made a lot of mistakes, ran a sloppy race. It's a shame that it comes down to a ball and strike call like that. But, you can look at both sides of the fence. The Chevrolet organization had a lot of blocking going on so that the 24 didn't lose positions. I slid into the wall and kept my foot in it. So I guess that's a losing move.
Take us through your perspective on that last lap, kind of what happened from the driver's seat.
Yeah, I mean, I just got loose. I was trying to get by the 23, and whenever I did, I was kind of pinned in between the 10 and the 23 and slid into the wall. I slid into the wall, and whenever I did, I knew that I had to have the position and, just tried to get to the line. So I didn't intentionally floor it and go into the fence, but I slipped into the wall, and that's all she wrote.
Appreciate your time. Christopher Bell, guys, dejected after, unfortunately, will not run for a championship next week, being relegated back to a 22nd place finish.
So Tyler Reddick, Joey Logano, William Byron, and Ryan Blaney will be the four, Alex, that will run for the championship next weekend at the Phoenix Raceway.
Yeah, they will. And Rusty Wallace, Martinsville Speedway, always provides drama. Your final thoughts on what we saw tonight?
It blew me away. This was an unreal race. It really was. I mean, it was a tough ending right there for those two. But I tell you, as this race went on, we saw a lot of different leaders. We saw a lot of great passes. We saw aggressive runs, too. A lot of beating and banging. Typical Martinsville, but this Martinsville was on steroids, in my opinion.
No doubt about that. Don't forget, we've got NASCAR Live coming up for you 7 Eastern Tuesday night. NASCAR Live Wide Open Thursday. We will have the NASCAR Championship, the NASCAR Cup Series Championship deciding race coming up next Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, NASCAR Live Race Day, Motor Racing Network on the air with the final race of the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series season.
With that, we're going to say goodnight from the Martinsville Speedway. Big thanks to Craig Moore and to Steve Fridley, our audio and broadcast engineers. Pat Jaggers, our producer. Out in the turns tonight, Dave Moody, and up and down the pit lane, Steve Post and Chris Wilner. On behalf of NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace, my broadcast partner this weekend, Mike Bagley. My name is Alex Hayden. We congratulate Ryan Blaney, a walk-off win to be a part of the championship four. Ryan Blaney wins the Xfinity 500.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Xfinity 500 has come to you from Martinsville Speedway. Brought to you by Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By Ally Bank, official consumer bank of NASCAR, member FDIC. By Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. By eBay Motors, burn rubber, not cash, by shopping on eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com. By National Debt Relief, helping you become debt-free. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By official NASCAR partner, Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. By Wendy's, any size soft drink for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's. Terms apply. By Progressive, save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit Progressive.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit Toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Martinsville Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Pat Jaggers, associate producer Julian Council, broadcast engineer Steve Fridley, studio engineer Andy Pacini, audio engineer Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Rain and upper 40s on Tuesday. Finally, some sunshine by Wednesday. We'll have highs in the mid-50s. For Thursday, sunshine, 55. Friday, mostly sunny, 54. That's weather on WRDN.
It's 47 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Faith Hill, let's go to Vegas here inside the saloon. If you're making a trip, if you're making plans to head to Vegas, you can see some of your favorite country stars, but you better hurry up if you want to see Carrie Underwood. She is ending her residency in Las Vegas here in 2025, but starting his residency in 2025 will be everyone's lovable country music star, Blake Shelton. He's going to have a busy 2025. New album, residency in Vegas, and a brand new tour. Full hour country underway. Here's Dirks. Settle for a slowdown.
I must look just like a fool here in the middle of the road, standing there in your rear view and getting soaked to the bone. This land is flat as it is mean. A man can see for 100 miles, so I'm still praying I might see the glow of a brake light. Let your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't showed it yet. I keep on looking for the slightest sign that you might miss what you left behind. I know there's nothing stopping you now, but I'd settle for a slowdown. I held on longer than I should, believing you might change your mind. And those bright lights of Hollywood would fade in time. Let your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't shown it yet. I keep on looking for the slightest sign that you might miss what you left behind. I know there's nothing stopping you now, but I'd settle for a slowdown. But your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't showed it yet. You're just a tiny dot on that horizon line. Come on, tap those brakes, baby, just one time. I know there's nothing stopping you now. I'm not asking you to turn back around. I'd settle for a slow down. Come on, just slow down. I'd settle for a slow down.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do. And roll on. Monday morning, he's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round mama. They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and they sure miss him when he's gone. Yeah, they do. Ah, but
but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
Well, it's Wednesday evening, mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknifed rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along, roll on daddy till you get back home. Roll on family, roll on crew, roll on mama like I asked you to do. And roll on 18-wheeler, roll on.
Mama and the children will be waiting up all night long, thinking nothing but the worst is coming with the ringing of the telephone. Oh, but the man upstairs was listening when mama asked him to bring daddy home. And when the call came in, it was daddy on the other end asking her if she had been singing the song, singing,
roll on highway, roll on.
You grew up with Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby, I held on for my life. No matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be. Even if the whole world turns itself against us, I'm gonna you right here with me. Whatever our crazy hearts might do, whatever it is that we go through, no matter what, I know you're right where I wanna be.
That's Parma Lee and Gonna Love You here inside the saloon. Stick around for Shaboozy with that bar song. How about Trace Adkins? This ain't no thinking thing. Speaking of Trace Adkins, minutes ago we talked about Blake Shelton out on the road in 2025 on his Heroes and Friends tour. Trace going to be teaming up with Blake Shelton. It'll be Blake along with Trace Adkins, Craig Morgan, and Dina Carter on his Heroes and Friends tour. What a great tour that's going to be. And Lady A with Need You Now. Thank you so much for hanging out inside the saloon. Come on back.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
It's time to review the top three highlights of the day. I'm joined, as always, by my co-anchor, Snoop.
Hey, what up, though?
Snoop, number one has to be getting the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence at T-Mobile.
Yeah, you should hustle down to T-Mobile like a dog chasing a squirrel, chasing a nut.
Nice analogy, Snoop. Dogs do love to chase squirrels.
And squirrels love to chase those nuts.
On the highlight number two, at T-Mobile, families can save 20% every month versus the other big guys.
That is very impressive. You know, y'all can take some of those savings and buy some Snoop merchandise.
That's exactly what I'm planning on doing with my savings, Snoop. Now, take it away, Snoop.
Head to T-Mobile.com and get the new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on them. Now drop that jingle.
24-monthly bill credits and eligible trade-in on Go5G Next. Well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 connection charge. Cancel entire account before receiving 24 bill credits and credits. Stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence coming fall 2024.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
A quarter after one, I'm a little drunk and
a quarter.
Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I've been thinking about our love situation. All this attraction in the prison tents. I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion. Passion that we can't hold.